Good afternoon and welcome to Focus. I'm Steph Glazer and my guest is Judy Schmieder, Director of Clinical Informatics at St. Genevieve County Memorial Hospital. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Steph.
Hey, today we're going to talk about the hospital's patient portal and in particular something kind of exciting and probably a much asked for feature. And we'll keep people in suspense for just a moment. But first, if people haven't jumped on the patient portal bandwagon yet, you're probably saying, what are you waiting for? give us the features of the patient portal.
Yes. So our patient portal allows patients to do many things, including looking at information from their electronic medical record here. So they can get online and see lab results. They can see x-ray reports. They can get a list of their allergies, a list of their medications and immunizations. They can see upcoming appointments. They can see information such as their height and weight and blood pressure from recent doctor's visits. They can also send a secure message to their clinic team, so their doctor, nurse practitioner, and their staff in our physician clinics. They can send a message to them and be able to ask questions outside of the visit. And request appointments in those clinics as well. So that's great. And then our new feature, if you're ready for that,
is to request
refills for medications that have been prescribed at our hospital clinics. So anything that any of our physicians or nurse practitioners have prescribed for patients in the past, they can go onto the portal, go into their medication list, and there will be a new button that says refill or renew this medication.
Now, if it's a new medication, you know, maybe it's something that they had years ago and, oh, well, that kind of works, so I think I want to try that again. They still have to request that. I mean, the physician has to okay that.
Yes. So it would, if it was something that they had taken years ago but were no longer taking and it's no longer on their medication list, they would not be able to request that med again through the renew or refill option. However, if that was a question that they had, they could most certainly send a secure message for that and ask about that.
Through the patient portal.
Through the patient portal.
Everything can be done through the patient portal.
Yes.
There's a theme going on here. So is it all pretty straightforward, you know, the steps that they have to do to request a refill?
It is. So just simply go to log into the patient portal account. If you don't have an account, we'd be more than happy to get you set up. But just log into your account like you normally do, whether it's on your PC, your computer, your tablet, or your cell phone, and go to the medications button. Tap on which medication or click on which medication you are wanting to refill, and the button will be right there next to the medication, either right above it or to the right of it. And just click on the refill or renew, and it will send that renewal request directly to your doctor's office. And then they will process or send the new prescription to the pharmacy.
And will you be notified if you've, you know, requested that? You know, how will you know it's been received and everything's ready and you can go pick it up?
The clinic staff and providers, they can reply back to your message. So when you send that refill or renewal request, let's say it's for Zantac, they can approve or deny that request and reply back to you to say that new medication has prescription has been sent to your pharmacy. Or maybe if they deny it, that it can explain why. Maybe it's because they haven't seen you in a year and they need you to come in for an appointment before you can have that medication again.
Sure. That sounds the way to do it. You can't
Yes.
just request something that you haven't used in quite a while.
Right.
The doctor
Right.
would want to know that it is indeed needed for you. Another question I had was, you know, people think that when they call up a patient or a physician office that you're the only one there. There may be a whole line of people there, and you're obviously going to be put on hold. So to avoid that, it's much easier and much more streamlined to do it online, isn't it?
Absolutely. This is much faster. You can do anything on the portal any time of day. You don't have to wait for our business hours, for when our clinics are open. If you're thinking about it at midnight, you can go onto your portal at midnight and ask for a medication to be refilled or send a message to the doctor's office or request that appointment with the doctor's office. So the portal is a very, very convenient feature. And if you have not already used our app on your tablet or your mobile phone, smartphone, definitely download that app. It's the same account that you would use if you were using it on a computer, but it's right at your fingertips. It's very quick and easy to navigate.
And how do you get on the app? Are there instructions out there somewhere?
There are. So on our hospital website, under the patient portal button, there is a download. You can download instructions that talk about how to download our patient portal app. So you would go to your app store, whether that's the iTunes or the Google Play, depending on what kind of device you have. And then you're going to look for Meditech M Health app. And once it comes up, then there's just prompts that you follow to grab the one for St. Genevieve County Memorial Hospital.
Great. The patient portal medication refills, the latest and greatest for your patient portal. What more will you be able to do with the patient portal? What else is on the horizon?
Right now, this is it for this moment in time. But, there's always, technology is always evolving. So at this moment in time, this is the latest and greatest for our patient portal, but our technology vendors are always thinking ahead and thinking of other options. So we don't know what those are yet, but I'm sure there will be more to come in the future.
Oh, yeah, that's great. It's wonderful that St. Genevieve County Memorial Hospital is always up on the latest technology as well. Well, I thank you so much for joining us today, Judy Schmieder, Director of Clinical Informatics at St. Genevieve County Memorial Hospital. And we've been talking about the patient portal medication refills in particular. And if you don't already have a patient portal account, just log into St. Genevieve County Memorial Hospital's website, and it's real easy to jump on.
Absolutely. We want to encourage everyone to get on the portal.
All right. Thank you so much for being our guest.
Thank you.